lose its attraction by being out of sight or out of reach. He grunted, prized himself off his butt. His legs were stiff. He had been seated a long time. Darling and Silent watched him amble past a stand of something that looked like pink ferns 10 feet tall. Little eyes peeped out warily. The ferns were some sort of organ. The mantas used them for an infant creche. He went as far as his acrophobia let him. It was the first he had looked overboard in a week. Last time they had been over water. He had been able to see nothing but haziness and blue all the way to undefined horizons. The air was clearer today. The view was very nearly monochromatic again, but this time, brown. Just a few hints of green flecked it. Way, way ahead, there was something that looked like it might be smoke from a big fire. They had to be 2 miles high. There was not a cloud in the sky.
"Soon you will have your chance to prove yourself, Seth Jock."
He glanced back. A menhir stood 4 feet behind him. It had not been there a moment before. They were that way, coming and going without sound or warning. This one was a little more gray and mica-flecked than most. It had a scar down its face side, 6 inches wide and 7 feet long, where something had scraped through lichen and weathered surface stone. Bowmans did not understand talking stone civilization. They had no obvious hierarchy, yet this one generally spoke for them when there was official speaking to be done.
"How so?" "Do you not feel it, wizard?"
"I feel a lot of things, Rock.
What I feel most of all is grumpy about the way you all have been doing me. What am I supposed to feel? The mad psychic stink of the thing that you sensed escaping the Barrowland. From Orr. It is no farther away now."
The talking stone spoke in a dead monotone, usually. Yet Bowman sensed the taint of suspicion that lay in the menhir's mind. If he could tell the old evil was stirring from as far as Orr, when it was weak, how was it that he could not sense it now, when it was so much stronger? How was it that he, too, was alive when he was supposed to be dead? Did he know about the resurrection of the shadow because it had been one with his own? Had they conspired together and come out of the unhallowed earth of the Barrowland together? Was he a slave of that old darkness?
"It was not that that I sensed," Bowman said.
"I heard the scream of one of the old fetish alarms being tripped when something moved that should not have. That isn't the same thing at all."
The stone stood silent for a moment.
"Perhaps not. Nevertheless, we are upon the thing. In hours, or a day or two, as the winds decide, the battle will be joined. Your fate may be determined."